We all now know that is a flat-out lie. We have evidence to prove it. And not only did Joe know about his son's business partners, he actually met with them. Now, here's Joe and Hunter. They're pictured with Hunter's favorite Kazakhstan oligarch. And here's Joe with Hunter's Mexican business associates. But it gets worse. While then Vice President Joe Biden met with Hunter's partners, Hunter, well, he was paying daddy's bills. And according to emails and text messages on the laptop from hell, Hunter acted like a bag man for the entire Biden family syndicate, raking in cash, paying off all the bills. Clearly, this raises massive concerns about whether or not your president, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, was compromised. Now, the media mob, weren't they interested if there was any Trump-Russia collusion that turned out to be a big conspiracy theory lie? Why aren't they interested in this? Now, those with Trump derangement syndrome, they didn't care. They were so desperate to beat Donald Trump, they did their very best to cover all of it up. In October 2020, social media giant Twitter, remember this? They locked the New York Post out of their own account for daring to publish the very true laptop story. Now, Twitter users, they were also blocked from sharing the report, even in private messages. Facebook, they censored the report as well. And 2 weeks before the election, more than 50 former U.S. intel officials, they signed a letter calling the laptop story Russian disinformation. They had no reason to call it that. They were all lying and protecting Joe. And meanwhile, NPR, you helped pay for that, announced that they wouldn't waste their time on the Hunter Biden report because it wasn't really a story. If it was Donald Trump's sons, it would be a story. One New York Times article referring to the report as farcical Russian disinformation. Washington Post also suggested, without evidence, it was part of some foreign election disinformation scheme. Where's their proof? Where's their evidence?